Hello and welcome to Anger Episode 11. This is Manzara, and with me, as always,
Ninja,
Mr. Mecca,
Ramsey.
Didn't think that was that funny, guys. Come on, really dropping the bar.
Sorry, I've been watching too much Family Guy. So everything can make me laugh today.
So, how's PSN treating you there?
All this is butt fucking me right now.
Yeah, I bet they are, man. I bet they are. Dude, get this. All right, they claim that they found out on the 19th, and they didn't actually notify users until the afternoon of April 26th, despite the fact they found out for sure. They're even admitting they found out on the 25th. So taking the Sony corporate line, they found out up to 12 to 24 hours before they actually alerted users.
Didn't you anonymous hack them?
No, there's no proof of that.
Of course there's no proof, Joe.
and the thing is what is anonymous, dude? You know, like, I could say, I post unfortunate. Well, here's the thing. Assuming I don't check the PlayStation blog religiously, and I'm like, I don't know, what I'd imagine most other gamers that just kind of play video games and they don't check gaming news. I just got my email regarding the potentially compromised information yesterday. I got Wednesday.
Mine today.
See, what the fuck?
Sorry.
48 to 72 hours after that. Actually, not more than that. 72 to 96 hours after people are finding out, after the company's admitting that your shit's potentially stolen, people are getting emails about it to their personal accounts where people might actually.
Thing is that now I think they're being sued by the government, the U.S. government, because of that shit.
What?
For like $20 billion.
What, really?
Yeah. But yeah, it's a major, major issue, the whole Sony thing. It's crazy.
Yeah, Sony really fucking dropped the ball on this one. Really fucking bad.
I was actually in the mood to play some Black Ops the other day, too.
I bet you were for the past week, right?
Here and there.
The simplest solution is to just get it for another platform and play there.
There's a story about that, actually. I was reading on the forums, and it was like, it went day by day. It went up to like day 10 or 11. He was like, day 6, you know, starting to get upset about PSN being down. Day 7, thinking about buying 360. Day 8, actually buy 360. Day 9, really enjoy my 360. Day 10, sell my PS3.
Hey, if you're selling cheap enough, I'll buy it.
So what have you been doing, Sean? I know you play most of your time playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you play.
Rock Band, and been playing Madden quite a bit.
Is it true that every Rock Band has been getting worse and worse?
I heard 3 was actually very, very good.
Oh, it is? Huh. I haven't really looked into it.
A lot of people said it was the best of the series, but the problem is that the series is so saturated, no one fucking wanted to buy it.
I wasn't too thrilled after I started playing the Guitar Hero 5 or whatever at that point.
Guitar Hero. That game disappointed me quite a bit.
They're pretty much the same game.
Yeah, pretty much. Except they just put in new songs, add a few new things.
That's what everything's doing. Whenever I check the download list on the 360, for example, I see like a million new songs for all the various music games.
Well, yeah, it's cheap and it's profitable.
And that's slowly been changing into dance games for the Kinect.
The cool thing is that songs you downloaded for Rock Band 2 just bring over to Rock Band 3.
Does it cost money like it does from 1 to 2, though?
No, it's free.
Because transferring the songs from 1 to 2 costs, like, however many Microsoft points. I don't know, I'm kind of curious what Sean thinks about fucking not being able to play his games for the last fucking week. I mean, it's pretty fucking big news. And Sean's our fucking PS3 fucking floozy.
If that happened with Xbox, there'd be all kinds of
There was a pretty big blackout, I think, in 2007 that went on for, like, 2 weeks off and on around Christmas.
Well, that was like also when a whole bunch of people connected too.
Yeah, I can't even remember anything about that, honestly.
A crap load of games. I think I have like 61 games. I was actually playing Dragon Age the other day, and then I've just been switching around between all my games. It hasn't been too bad. Since I was in the mood to play Black Ops, I was like, this is gay. That's like the only game I play online.
I finally stopped. I haven't played that shit in months, and it feels good.
Does it have like multiplayer split screen or anything?
Yeah.
Well, you could just get a second controller, train with your feet, and learn to play with yourself.
Oh, well, no, I mean, like, there isn't like co-op. Like, you'd have to do skirmish.
I did zombies, but
yeah, that fucking shit's boring, man. Like, it is boring. Like, after 2 times.
I remember speaking of zombies, I remember seeing in a store once like a zombie version of Redemption or something like that.
Yeah, they have one.
It's an add-on.
What exactly is that about?
It's it's bullshit zombie fucking nonsense that they're trying to monetize.
The new zombie map for Black Ops looks pretty cool, though. I wish I didn't have to pay $15 for it, though.
You really are a whore for Black Ops, aren't you, Sean?
Are you serious? $15 for a map? That's a ripoff.
It doesn't matter if it's a ripoff or not, because people buy it. The fact is, it's an optional thing, but the reason Call of Duty stays so popular is because of its social mechanics. People like Sean will buy it, and then, like, if Sean plays with a dude, that dude's not gonna wanna be left out, so he'll buy it. And in my case, my friends are fucking crazy, and they'll actually buy the shit for me because they're so obsessed with me playing with them. But if I was most other people, you know, I'd be playing with two or three other people that have the map pack, spent money on it, and you're gonna feel bad that your friends can't play with you with the shit that they spent money on, and you end up just saying, fuck it, I'll buy it.
Can you convince them to buy me a PS3?
And that's how I got my 360, is my buddy paid for half of it. Like, serious, like, because he wanted me to play Call of Duty 4 with him. He said, I'll pay for half your 360 and I'll buy Call of Duty 4. And I was like, oh, fuck, that's a good deal.
Yeah, it is. Jeez. That might even get me playing it.
Main reasons why I play is because so many people play and it's so easy to get into a good lobby. I mean, shit, there's at least 400,000 people on each night. I mean, usually when I play, I mute everybody. I don't give a shit what everyone else has to say.
Yeah.
I'm playing with my friends.
I'm never sure who I connect to in any games I play.
It's not like I'm in high school and can have like 4 or 5 people over like I used to. No, I can't do that anymore.
The thing I want to talk about is I recently played and beat Red Dead Redemption in 3 days. I don't think it should have won like best PS3 game by best Xbox 360 game since it wasn't exclusive, but it definitely deserved Game of the Year. It was quite an incredible game, quite incredible. I mean, you really feel like you're in the Wild West. You'll just be traveling down like on your horse, and randomly some people ask you, can you help me? And you go to go help them, and they try to steal your horse, or you'd be going down like the path and a fucking cougar will attack you, a fucking tiger, or you'd be going down the path and some people will be freaking shooting at each other, a gunfight or something. It's a living, breathing world constantly. Like, you'll be in town and all of a sudden fucking a bar fight brings out and this fucking guy comes with a knife fucking trying to stab this woman, and you have to choose to fucking shoot her or not, or shoot him or not.
Yeah, I'd shoot her. I'd shoot them both and take both their money.
Sounds a bit like
I haven't played
it. Makes me think of Oblivion.
Well, and big open world game.
And the story is just amazing. I'm not going to give away spoilers because there's some major, major spoilers in the game. But the way it's told, it's not all action. I mean, you actually spend some time on a farm. You spend time herding cow, getting horses by, you know, lassoing them, freaking shooting birds and getting deer meat and bear meat and stuff like that. I mean, you spend time like what you do on a farm. I mean, it seems like mundane things. But the way they do it makes it like you feel like you're a part of the family.
Well, in the Old West, it wasn't all just killing each other for sustenance.
Exactly. So, I mean, I came in the game thinking, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of fucking action. There's a lot of fucking shooting, you know, obviously. But there's a lot of, you know, kind of calm, slow parts, too, that I wasn't expecting. So, overall, I'll definitely say it deserved Game of the Year.
Well, I started playing that new release of Final Fantasy IV. It looks like they've gone back to the original DS and whatever.
Okay, I'm stopping you there. You seriously bought Final Fantasy IV Complete?
No, not yet. I was thinking about it, but I couldn't connect to PSN. So until that becomes available, I am playing it via a download. But I probably will play it and buy it at some point, because I do like Final Fantasy IV. And it comes with something called Interlude and the After Years.
Do you know how many times that game's been re-released?
Yes, I do. But you know what? I have not bought the After Years through any of the other mediums yet.
I am not against remakes. I really ain't. I am against like 15 remakes of the same game.
Well, hush. Let me
remade it 15 times.
We're lucky we even got the After Years. Probably that was like a cell phone game originally.
Seriously, I would never. I mean, even with the updated graphics, it's like, why?
Because people like torturing themselves, killing goblins and bird monsters to get these rare summons that are useless
for the 15th time.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't ever played that one.
You never played Final Fantasy IV, dude?
Wait, which one's four?
It was Final Fantasy II on the Super NES.
Okay, I did play that one.
Like saying, that's one of the best ones, dude.
Yeah, 3-6 was much better, I thought. It was good, though. I mean, I liked 3-6 much more.
Oh, I like 6 better, too. I think 7's still the best.
Oh.
Did you say no, Sean?
Yes, I did.
You like 10 and fucking has this whininess.
I like 10. I don't like X2. That's not a Final Fantasy game.
I really not looking forward to the slew of Square Enix games that are going to be coming out in the next years that are just going to be absolute garbage.
Well, the one I'm looking forward to, I really am looking forward to, and I hope it doesn't disappoint me because it looks pretty good. It's being made by the same guy making Kingdom Hearts is Versus 13.
You're probably going to be disappointed. Just saying.
A sequel to Final Fantasy 13, because if they do, I'll probably burn my head off.
Well, get ready to burn your head off, because it's coming out later this year.
Shit. Well, I got my lighter ready.
I did not hate 13. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was bad. Okay, Joe, what are you typing?
Nothing. Secret stuff that has something to do with what I'm going to say. Promise.
I don't think it has anything to do with what you're going to say.
Bullshit.
Well, in really no relevance, I've finally been able to play Oblivion in Fallout 3 again.
See, he's not being relevant. He's not even typing. What the fuck?
A little bit ago, I was having issues playing those games because my video card was being a douche. It kept crashing both my monitors.
What games?
Oblivion and Fallout 3.
Oblivion, I always thought was kind of okay.
Yeah, this is a good game. I've been playing it again. I haven't been able to because my video card was being a douche, but I figured out what the problem was. It got mixed up in its updating from one version to the next.
I love their fucking glitch. The one where after you play the game long enough, it just would fucking just stop playing and corrupt your save file. That was fucking awesome.
Well, that's why you install every patch you can find, even the unofficial ones.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying for people that don't patch it. You know,
I never had that issue, though, thankfully.
Yeah, I didn't either. My copy of the game was special.
I mean, the only issue I ever have is staying on track with my character's goals. Like, I might start out as a paladin who just straightforward kills things for the greater good, but then I somehow find myself working for the Dark Brotherhood.
I wish it was multiplayer so I could find your paladin and just fucking skull fucking.
Well, yeah, but right now he's working for the Dark Brotherhood.
Well, you know, honestly, though, I'm always a good... This is weird. I'm always a good character as well when I play games, but it's out of totally selfish reasons.
I mean, I always tend to go towards the stealth ones. I have to force myself to play a paladin or a knight or anything.
Good characters always get access to better stuff, and it seems to fit in more of the storyline more, you know? Like, why would you be... if you're an evil character, why would you be doing the main quest? It doesn't make sense.
For a snazzy set of armor.
Hey, Joe, I have something that may make you like Fable.
No, you won't.
Which is why you always complain about how, you know, they don't portray women correctly in video games, and they always make them, like, big boobs ladies.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Let me guess. You're going to say that everyone in Fable's a gross piece of shit, so I should like the game, right?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, they don't portray women as, like, you know, these feminine big boob chicks.
Oh, yeah, it's because everyone's presented as a fucking nasty piece of shit in the game that talks about kicking chickens. Actually, no, it is fairly bad, but admittedly, it represents both males and females pretty bad. Just fart and flex your muscles, and then you can knock somebody up. No, fuck Fable. It's a mediocre bullshit franchise that didn't do anything it promised to do. It's got one of the most basic and obtuse morality systems. Okay, will I be good by killing the bandits, or will I be evil by helping the bandits kill the farm? Because obviously that's the only two choices.
Well, there was an interesting thing, though. They did have a distinct distinction between murdering your wife and just slapping her around.
Oh, that's good.
If you murder her, you get a little evil. If you beat her and she survives and divorces you, you get an ass ton of evil.
That's really fucked. Just that whole thing is fucked.
That was the first game, by the way.
Fuck that, man.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed in Fable, actually. Actually, a lot disappointed.
Every game I played.
The third one especially annoyed me because you couldn't, like, pick your emotes.
The first one was really stupid because it's like, oh, the Heroes Guild is going to give you missions to be evil. That makes no fucking sense.
In their world, hero was not, like, heroic. It was
I know, but it was
species.
Still fucking
It's like
stupid.
Superheroes, essentially. A super.
I know, it was just stupid, and it didn't really fit into the narrative of the game. It was just because, like, oh, fuck, that's right, we promised people could be evil. We should probably just make a mirror of every good mission so that we fulfill that promise.
Yeah, the first one was probably the best of the three.
That's not saying much. See, Matt, now you got me all fucking mad talking about Fable. I hope you're happy.
But regarding Fable again, there is one thing that does annoy me about Microsoft's little store and them selling it on there.
The fact that they're selling shit to people?
Well, yeah, that, and it's the fact it's the shitty edition. It's not the complete one.
So you get even less shit for your money. Now, is that actually a good deal? I mean, if you're spending $20, would you rather get 5 pounds of shit or 10 pounds of shit?
I'd want the 10 pounds. That's, you could at least turn it into a serious question.
I think I'd actually be happy with less shit. I just wish Molyneux would have stuck with fucking Dungeon Keeper, making some fucking awesome games. The first levels of Black and White, I mean, the fucking tutorial was goddamn fucking stupid.
Yes, the first few chapters of Black and White were annoying. But I did like that you could have a colossal creature that would just randomly throw its poop at people.
Yeah, it was an okay game. I like the concept of gods having power from people believing in them. I've always liked that idea of deities is that...
You I mean, heck, it's the first game I can think of that you can actually use a giant god hand to pick up a child and drop it into a pit of fire.
Well, moving on.
On the goal of pissing you off more, have you and oh, we're talking
do.
About movies.
Please do.
Have you seen trailers or seen anything or even seen Sucker Punch?
No, refuse. And story there.
No, I've seen it. I mean, it has some sweet action, but it is by far so misogynistic that it's ridiculous.
Yeah, see, well, and I'm glad you're starting to really notice that shit.
Look at me wrong. I thought they had some like incredible, you know, like action, and I was like impressed by the presentation of the action. Mm-hmm. But it was the women are like barely clothed in these stripper outfits. And...
Oh yeah, of course, because if a woman's in an action movie, that's what she's doing. I mean, she has to be barely dressed. You know what I love seeing? I love seeing a female paladin in full plate armor. Because it's like, wow, that makes fucking sense, you know?
Unless you're in the universe of WoW, in which case it becomes a metal bikini.
Yeah, with giant fucking pauldrons, too, of course.
Oh, yeah, what were you typing up to talk about?
Nothing, I was lying.
You ninja shitter.
I thought it was fairly obvious I was lying.
This is Manzara. This was Anger.
Hooray.
This wasn't Ninja. I'm Ramen.
Everyone Newman. Should watch My Little Pony.
I'm Mr. Mecca.
Mr. Mecca, okay, whatever.
What the fuck, guys? How can you drop the ball? Like, exit introducing yourselves that badly.